Welcome to Divine Destiny with Paul Worden. Last week, Paul taught Understanding Your Position. Today, Paul will be teaching Stop Struggling. Let's join Paul now as he teaches Stop Struggling.
I'd like to welcome you back to Living Truth Ministry. And this is Paul Worden. And we're going to continue our discussion and our talk on this dream and this wonderful vision that God has placed in each one of our hearts. How God wants to help it to grow. How He's given us all these promises. How He's given us everything that we need to make this dream and this vision for Christ a reality. Last time we were together, we were talking about understanding your position. We read in John 10:10, where Jesus said, "The thief cometh not, but for to steal, and to kill, and to destroy." And we all know who that thief is Satan. We have problems with self-esteem. We have problems with doubt. We have problems accepting that God is there to help us, to give us the strength and the power to do it. You know, because self-esteem is defined as confidence in your own merit as a person. You have the quality of being worthy of esteem, and as well, people talk to you, treat you, respect you, or lack of respect. But if we place our trust and our self-esteem and how God sees us, it would be amazing of what we can do and what we could accomplish. Today, I kind of like to talk to you a little bit about stopping the struggle. In Genesis 32:28, angel told Jacob that he had already had something that he was still struggling to attain through human effort. Jacob did not need to struggle for God's power. He already had sufficient power given to him years previously by the Lord. As a believer, God has given you also His power to meet every challenge in life. Could this God-given ability to overcome any problem or circumstances lie dormant within you, just waiting for you to recognize and activate it? When will you stop struggling? When will you stop wrestling to obtain God's power to help you face your circumstances? When will you stop battling in your own strength for spiritual breakthroughs in your ministry? These things do not come by struggling, but by faith, and faith in the power of God's promises. There we are again. Promises given to you by God, He's already there. All we have to do is believe it and claim it. Jacob's problem was that he was not partaking of the provision that had already been given to him through the covenant blessings of God. What Jacob needed to do, what the Church of Jesus Christ needs to do, what we need to do, is to realize the tremendous power God has placed within us and to begin to act upon that knowledge. For years, Jacob did not realize the truth of his position in God. For years, he lived up to the meaning of his name, Jacob, a manipulator, a deceiver, a sinner, and a very fearful man. That's who Jacob thought he was, why he acted as he did. He was always running, always hiding, and always manipulating and being manipulated and being tormented by fear. And we all know that is not a fun or exciting or even a healthy life to live. The angel of the Lord knew he was wrestling with him. So why did he ask Jacob for his name? Because Jacob didn't realize who he actually was in God. The same with us. Do we really realize what we are in God? The angel of the Lord asked him his name so Jacob would be forced to answer. The angel said, "What is your name?" Jacob said, "It is Jacob." The angel said, "No, you are mistaken. Your name is Israel." In essence, the angel said, "You think your name is Jacob? Well, it's not. God has changed your name from Jacob, meaning the deceiver, and renamed you Israel, which means that you have power with God and man." If we would stop and realize exactly what our name is in Christ Jesus, we would be amazed on the power and the position that we really are in Christ Jesus. You have supernatural power, and you don't even know it. You are running, you are hiding, and you are manipulating. And all the while, inside of you, you have the supernatural power of God Almighty available to draw upon. This is the condition of many believers. They do not realize who they are in Christ. They do not comprehend the meaning of the name by which they are called. We are called Christian, members of the family of Jesus Christ. If only you would see yourself as God sees you. God knows you not as you are, but as who you will become when you learn to access His resident power within you. But you must not doubt that. You have to believe. You have to accept that. You must come to the place where you can recognize this in yourself. So starting today, let there be no more running, hiding, and manipulating. Inside of you resides the supernatural power of God that is sufficient to face every circumstance of life. I know it's easy to get overwhelmed. I know it's easy to doubt. But if we would just step back and read and claim and to depend and to rely on all the promises that God has given to us. He tells us all the time in His Word, He will never leave you, never forsake you. That your time of need, He's going to be there because His strength is made sufficient and made perfect in our weakness. All we have to do is just trust on God and believe in Him and depend upon Him and ask Him to help us and to claim all these promises that God has given to us. Are you willing to do that? Do you want to do that? Are you tired of living a fearful, unsuccessful life, an unsuccessful ministry? You know you have this burden, you know you have this calling, but you can't seem to get it off the ground? Well, quit doing it yourself and rely on the power of Almighty God. Let's have a word of prayer. O blessed Heavenly Father, how I thank You for Your promises that You will never leave us, that You will never forsake us, and that Your power and Your strength is made perfect, perfect in our weakness. Father, help us to realize that in our hearts. Father, help us to claim that in our hearts, to know that You are going to be there to give us all the power, all the strength that we need to achieve this dream and this vision that You have given to us. Father, enlighten our hearts and to open our hearts and our minds to see and to really realize what we have in Christ Jesus. Touch us, I pray, and help us, I pray. And Father, bless this teaching as it goes out, that it will touch and enrich and enlighten the people that are hearing this, I pray. Because, Father, we are doing it for Your glory. We are doing it to help and to reach others that need to hear and to need this strength and this power that only You can give us. Father, we thank You for being with us, and we thank You for that power, and we thank You for Your promises that we can claim in Christ Jesus. And Father, we will never, ever fail to glorify you and to honor you and to thank you for this power, for this strength, and for these promises. And we ask you all this in the wonderful name of Christ Jesus. Amen.
We hope you enjoyed studying Divine Destiny with us and today's teaching, Stop Struggling. Join Paul next week as he teaches The Trap of Compromise. Harvest Time International Institute and Living Truth Bible College furnished all material. You can find helpful material like this and more by going to www.myltbc.org. Again, that's myltbc.org. We want to hear from you if you're enjoying Paul's teachings. You can email us. Our email is divinedestiny@ltmforchrist.com. Again, that's divinedestiny@ltmforchrist.com. This broadcast is brought to you by Living Truth Ministries.